This week on Farai's Fitness Challenge, the skinny on diet pills, plus what you need to know about vitamins and nutritional supplements. What are the benefits and dangers? And how can they help you reach your fitness or weight loss goals? Here's NPR's Farai Chidea.
Everybody wants a shortcut to losing weight, and diet pills promise just that. But at what cost? And what else should or shouldn't you put in your body during a fitness regime? We're talking vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, but how do you make the right choices? Luckily, News & Note's regular nutritionist Rovinia Brock is back to break down the basics of vitamins and supplements. Hi, Dr. Rowe.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, yeah, it's always great to be with you. I'm going to put myself out here. Recently, I had a little bit of emotional eating. I had, you know, a little bit of the love of the refrigerator, but I straightened myself up. I'm back on the wagon. I just wanted to let everybody know it's tough going out here for a girl with a big booty.
But you know, the most important thing, Farai, is that you're back on the wagon. And I think it's also useful to say that you've fallen off, but you've gotten back on. I think that's encouraging for those listening to know that it's not the end of the world and that real life happens. And when it does, you dust yourself off and you get right back up and start over.
Yeah, and I have been working out and eating skinless chicken and all those good things. But let's go back to the basics here. Vitamins. Is there a difference between a vitamin and a nutritional supplement?
Well, a vitamin is a nutritional supplement, and nutritional supplements are basically supplements that are made of nutrients. So vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, which in most cases also are vitamins. And so I think nutritional supplements are warranted. I recommend specifically that everyone take a multivitamin that includes antioxidants, calcium, and iron as an insurance policy for a good diet. That said, all the vitamin or multivitamins that you take on top of a bad diet are not going to help.
Right. So basically, vitamins should be taken, but they shouldn't be a substitute.
Absolutely. And I also want to say that it's important, most important, that you get the bulk of your nutrients through food.
Why is that?
Because your body absorbs those nutrients at a much more proficient and effective rate, and you get the use of those nutrients. People are often misled to believe that they could get their vegetables in a pill. And though there are companies that are stuffing vegetable components into capsules, you do not get the benefit of the absorption and the utilization of the nutrients found in those vegetables when you do it that way.
Let's talk about the price of vitamins. You can see everything from, you know, dime store vitamins that are really cheap to ones that are extremely expensive in fancy health food stores. Is there a difference, and does it matter where you buy your vitamins?
I think you just want to make sure that you get your vitamins and mineral supplements from a reputable manufacturer. Make sure that your vitamins and that your minerals meet the RDA, the recommended dietary allowance, and that you're not taking mega doses of those vitamins and minerals.
And although I've heard about vitamins, you know, pretty much since I was old enough to understand anything about diet, there are nutritional supplements that aren't vitamins. What is that?
Well, it could be minerals, it could be antioxidants, it could be phytochemicals, all of which are now being put into multivitamins and being sold or marketed as an extra or a boost to ward off chronic disease. And in some cases, this really does help. However, be on notice, if you will, that, you know, vitamins and minerals work in tandem with foods, and they also work together. There's a kind of synergy. For example, if you wanted to get iron, have a serving of vitamin C rich food like a glass of orange juice or an orange, say with greens or beans, helps your body to better absorb the iron that you're getting from that food source. So it sounds like a rather complicated concept, but just know that if you're eating a balanced diet made up of a variety of foods, you take a multivitamin with antioxidants, calcium, and iron, you're more or less protected against nutritional deficiency.
Let's talk about other compounds that we ingest, most of us, on a daily basis, things like sugar and caffeine. As part of my overall health regime, I've cut out caffeine, which, let me tell you, can be very difficult for a reporter and difficult for most people. Mm-hmm. And I'm cutting back on meat and dairy. How should you think about how other compounds that you eat or drink and how they affect your body?
First of all, the meat and dairy. Let's take dairy to begin. I would want you, because I'd want to know then if you've cut back on dairy, how are we making up for the calcium that you may be missing by not ingesting the dairy? An answer to that would be to drink calcium-fortified orange juice. To do things like have, you know, canned fish, salmon, sardines with the bones, because calcium is stored in the bones. One thing that we want everyone to remember is that when you start to cut back on foods within a specific food group or even cut out specific food groups, understand that you may be missing vital nutrients that you need for normal body function, and you've got to find a way to put it back.
Let's end on a note that I think a lot of us have been looking for: the magic pill, diet pills. There's prescription, over-the-counter, every women's magazine that you open up, there's ads for over-the-counter diet pills on TV when you watch. Are they a good option? Are they safe? Who are they right for, if anyone?
Diet pills, Phentermine, for example, and some of the others are perhaps right for people that are considered obese or morbidly obese, and that's only under a physician's care, so that their heart rates, their blood pressure, and all of those things are carefully monitored. It is not something that one wants to self-prescribe or self-medicate so that you can drop, you know, a few pounds. What you are doing, Farai, is the way to go about this, and that is the process of living healthy. The weight loss and rapid weight loss is detrimental to almost anyone who tries it. Having said that, beyond people who are obese, I really do not recommend diet pills. And one of the dangers is that heart function is compromised. Sometimes we're involving kidney function. And so you really can do serious damage to the heart and other vital organs. And so unless it is warranted and that is really prescribed by your doctor, don't want to mess around with this.
All right, I'm going to take that good advice. I certainly don't want to dig myself into a hole trying to lose weight. So we've just been speaking to News & Notes nutritionist Rovinia Brock. Her latest book is called Dr. Ro's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. Dr. Ro, great to talk with you again.
Always a pleasure.
For more nutrition advice from Dr. Ro and to see pictures of Farai in action and follow her progress, go to our website at npr.org. Next week, Farai takes on a hot new fitness trend, erotic dance.